Heavenly Father, O Lord God of hosts, who is mighty like you, O Lord? Your faithfulness surrounds you. Blessed is the one who trusts in you, O Lord of hosts. Lord, you've been drawing us with your cords of loving kindness into the depths of your love. Our hearts are full of joy as we delight in your presence this morning and unite our praises with the assembly of the saints you have gathered all across this land. Draw us nearer to your heart and tune our heartstrings to songs of higher praise, Lord. We want the whole earth to be filled with your glory and the atmosphere to be filled with your fragrance. O Lord, you are worthy of all of our love. Come and take possession of our hearts this morning. Fill them with the fullness of yourself and our mouths with your praise. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord, and the humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. In your wonderful and worthy name, Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, good morning. It's a joy to see all of you this Saturday morning here in Tennessee, and welcome everyone on the West Coast at Calvary Chapel Chino Hills and all those who are listening in between. We just thank you for knitting your hearts with ours. This is our last morning together in our 21-day journey. It's very sad, but I'm excited for what the Lord has for us today and then tomorrow. Just a reminder, we are going to be ending our journey on Sunday evening at 6 o'clock, and it's just going to be a powerful time of prayer and intercession, so I just encourage you all to come out for that as we bring our supplications and petitions before the Lord. It's just been an amazing gift the Lord has given us, and I'm going to try to hold back all the tears today. This whole season we've been delighting in the Lord's presence and experiencing the joy of just setting the course of our day by coming before him with praise. Not coming with any petitions or needs, laying down our requests, but just beginning our days worshiping him and adoring him as we should. And really just setting, the day in a place of positivity and light and peace and joy, so we can go out and others can see that we've been with the Lord. And there's no greater psalm that really speaks to this than Psalm 84. It's this extraordinary anthem that celebrates God's presence with his people, which is what this season is about. The Lord our God is with us. He wants to remind us of that. That's what he's been doing in this season. And this psalm, Psalm 84, speaks of really the blessings of what it means to dwell continually in the house of God, to be in that place of deep abiding presence. You know, in Israel's life, if you read through the Old Testament, the Lord established the priesthood and the sacrificial system and his tabernacle and temple, and instilled in the hearts of his people, when they arrived into the promised land, this continual pilgrimage to his house three times a year for the feasts of Passover, unleavened bread, for the Feast of Weeks, and for the Feast of Tabernacles in the fall. They were to make this pilgrimage over and over again to remind them of the importance of the presence of God and their need to come before him and worship him. And it's not unlike what the Lord has us doing in this season. Three times a day, we make our pilgrimage to the house of the Lord to worship him, to bring an offering of praise, a sacrifice of our hearts, to lay ourselves down on his altar, to allow him to minister to our hearts, to cleanse us and wash us in his word, and to send us out rejoicing in the Lord. Morning, noon, and night, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, we meet with the Lord and get nourishment from him and draw strength from his presence. David says this in Psalm 55:17. Evening, morning, and at noon I will pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. And we hear that in this Psalm 84. I'm just going to read the first couple of verses here. He says, "How lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts! My soul longs, yes, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They will still be praising you. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. We hear they go from strength to strength. And that's what the Lord's doing for us in this season. Strength to strength, morning by noon, by evening, moment by moment, in his word, in prayer. Those who trust in the Lord with all their heart, who do not lean on their own understanding, but in all their ways acknowledge God, and he directs their path. Those people are people of prayer, whose utmost priority is to commune with God and cultivate a life of deep, abiding intimacy with him. In this psalm, we heard in those first few verses this yearning cry of the one who longed for the presence of God, because his presence was his breath, his life, his joy. And the Lord would have all of his children long to be at home with him just like that, removed from this world. You know, as we wait expectantly for our Lord to return, he's given us ample time while we live in this world to commune with him and to enjoy sweet fellowship with him every single day of our lives. So why do we wait till we get to heaven to enjoy that fellowship with him? He saved us so that we could have fellowship with him, to be able to talk with him, to hear his voice. It is a privilege for every child of God. You know, we hear the psalmist longing for a life that mounts up like wings, like eagles. He says, those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. We're here to renew our strength in the Lord. The psalmist wanted to be free as a bird. He was jealous, these birds who were able to just put their nests in the house of the Lord and just freely sing their songs to the Lord. He wanted to be like that, to be able to nest in that place of refuge and shelter in the Lord's house. Every night knowing he was at security, secure, safe and secure, and even his family, because he was in the house of the Lord, in the place of prayer, in the place of power and safety, his whole family was secure. That was the psalmist's deepest desire, and that's God's desire for all of us, and why he's called us to himself in this season, to remind us of that, where our true security and safety lies. Where we find peace and rest and hope and joy, where we can mount up like wings, like eagles, and just soar in his presence and praise his name. Psalm 55, David says, oh, that I had wings like a dove, I would fly away and be at rest. You know, we all have our seasons, as we read here, this passing through the valley of Baca. We pass through our own, the valley of the shadow of death, those painful and sorrowful seasons that are hopeless. But we need to remember that we are just pilgrims passing through. For we desire, Hebrews 11 says, a better, that is a heavenly country, a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. That's where our eyes are fixed and our hope is fixed. But our duty while we're here on this earth is to leave the world a better place than we found it, to leave a little good behind. And like the worshipers in this psalm, to turn the valley of their suffering into springs of water so that others will come into that refreshing fountain and find the peace and hope they need, to have received the comfort that we ourselves received in comfort from God. That's what we're supposed to be doing, providing comfort for others. You know, the closer we walk with God, the stronger we'll be. That's why he says we go from strength to strength. And that's why he's given us this name, these 21 days, to sit under the shelter and banner of Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. That mighty, militant name of God, the one who commands the armies of heaven and who fights all our enemies. that are in our path and makes a clear way for us to travel home. Those enemies both around us and within us, those terrible carnal enemies of the flesh, of sin and self and the world, he's making a clear way for us in this season to come joyfully into his presence and find rest and refreshment in him alone. I pray that over the last 20 days, that you found your highest joy in spending time with the Lord, and that you are delighting and giving him your first fruits of the day, praise to the Lord. And I pray you know how wonderfully loved and adored you are. God delights in us with a jealous and zealous love, and he just wants our hearts. He loves us so much. And it makes his heart break to see us like we are in this world, defeated, depressed, discouraged, and distressed. When he seated us in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, where there's all hope and peace and power, I just pray that we can respond to this sweet outpouring of his Spirit in this season, as he's drawing us with cords of loving kindness, calling us closer to his heart, that we would not hold back, but we would run the race that's set before us with our eyes fixed on the author and perfecter of our faith, and come before him with hearts filled with gratitude, and bow our hearts and bend the knee to him, and just give him the first fruits of our day, the sweet-smelling sacrifice of praise. Hebrews 13, through him then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of our lips that acknowledge his name. Let us let him draw us in deeper. And I pray that that never stops. After you've experienced this time, that you'll continue to go deeper and deeper with him. So let's bring him an offering of our praise this morning. This is our final time together. Let's worship him and adore him. He's worthy of our love. He's given us the fullness of himself. He just wants our hearts. I invite you to come up here to the altar and bring your offering of praise here, but especially into the mic in the center so that everyone who's listening can hear as we lift up our praises to the Lord. And I pray everyone listening online and at Calvary Chapel Chino Hills, join us in this anthem of praise as we exalt his name for this glorious season he's given us. Let's pray. O Lord of hosts, Jehovah Sabaoth, the commander of the armies of heaven and the champion of our hearts. O Lord, you have won our hearts. And we just want to bring you an offering that is worthy of your love. We know they fail in comparison to the abounding, perfect, infinite love that you have poured into our lives. But we just pray you would receive them, Lord Jesus, as a fragrant offering, and that you would perfume them with the infinite perfections from your altar, Lord Jesus, so that they will become an acceptable offering to you. O Lord, we are before you with hearts full of gratitude and love. I will extol you, my God, O King. And I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. And his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. I will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on all your wondrous works. Men shall speak of the might of your awesome acts, and I will declare your greatness. They shall utter the memory of your great goodness and shall sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and great in mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his mercies are over all his works. All your works shall praise you, O Lord, and all your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, gracious in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. He also will hear their cry and save them. And my mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and all flesh shall bless his holy name forever and ever. O Lord, you are holy, enthroned in the praises of your people. We praise you, O Lord of hosts, for you are good, and your mercy endures forever. We bring a sacrifice into the house of the Lord, the fruit of our lips, praise to our God. You have filled our hearts with joy and our mouths with praise in this season, Lord. May we pour it back to you as a sweet offering of our love. For you are worthy, O Lord. You are worthy to receive all of our glory, honor, and praise. Be exalted in the praises of your people this morning, I pray, Lord Jesus. You are worthy. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Then the earth shall yield her increase. God, our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. O God, you've made praise the thing that waters the seed of your word and makes it thrive and prosper. You've made praise, Lord, the path through which you bring blessing to the earth, Lord, please. We pour out our praise to you. Receive it, Lord, with joy. And pour out blessing upon your people, Lord. Our hearts are open to your love. Open wide our mouths and feed them, Lord. Fill them with your love.
This was from our men's Bible study this morning, from Romans chapter 11, beginning in verse 33. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has become his counselor? Or who has given to him and it shall be repaid to him? For of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. Thank you, Lord, that you are on the throne and that you're in charge of everything, that your will is moving forward, Lord, and that we can trust in you and your mighty wisdom.
I will praise you with my whole heart. I will worship toward your holy temple and praise your name for your loving kindness and your truth, for you have magnified your word above all your name. In the day when I cried out, you answered me and made me bold with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise you, O Lord, when they hear the words of your mouth. Yes, they shall sing of the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord is on high, yet he regards the lowly. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. We praise your glorious name.
From Jeremiah 17, 5 through 8. Cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord. For he shall be like a shrub in the desert and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness in a salt land which is not inhabited. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, and whose hope is the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river, and will not fear when heat comes, but its leaves will be green, and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. We just praise you, God, and thank you for the many daily blessings you give us each and every day of our life. We thank you for being there in our good times, and we praise you for being there in our bad times. In Jesus' holy name.
Second Chronicles 20 has been a super powerful passage through this time of prayer and fasting, and so I just want to read most of that. So it happened after this that the people of Moab with the people of Ammon and others with them besides the Ammonites came to battle against Jehoshaphat. Then some came and told Jehoshaphat, saying, "A great multitude is coming against you from beyond the sea, from Syria, and they are in Hazazon Tamar, which is En Gedi." And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. So Judah gathered together to ask help from the Lord, and from all the cities of Judah they came to seek the Lord. Then Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, "O Lord, God of our fathers, are you not God in heaven, and do you not rule over all the kingdoms of the nations? And in your hand is there not power and might, so that no one is able to withstand you? Are you not our God who drove out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and gave it to the descendants of Abraham, your friend forever? And they dwell in it, and have built you a sanctuary in it for your name, saying, if disaster comes upon us, sword, judgment, pestilence, or famine, we will stand before this temple and in your presence, for your name is in this temple, and cry out to you in our affliction, and you will hear and save. And now, here are the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, whom you would not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and did not destroy them. Here they are, rewarding us by coming to throw us out of your possession, which you have given us to inherit. O our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us, nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. Now all Judah, with their little ones, their wives, and their children, stood before the Lord. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jeiel, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, in the midst of the assembly. And he said, listen, all you of Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you, King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go out against them. They will surely come up by the ascent of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem bowed before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Then the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with voices loud and high. So they rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God and you shall be established. Believe his prophets and you shall prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of holiness. As they went out before the army and were saying, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Now when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. Father, I pray that as we end these 21 days of prayer and fasting, Lord, I pray that it would only be a beginning. Father, that you would, Lord, just clothe us with garments of praise. Lord, that we would come before you every single day. Lord, worshiping you, knowing, Lord, that you are the one who fights for us. Father, I thank you that you are a God who hems us in all around. Father, that you have gone before us. Lord, that you know all things before anything happens. And Father, that your thoughts and your ways are higher than ours. Father, we worship you this morning. You're such a good, good Father. It's in Jesus' name I pray.
You're worthy of it all. You're worthy of it all. For from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory. Day and night, night and day, let incense arise. Day and night, night and day, let incense arise. Day and night, night and day, let incense arise. Day and night, you're worthy of it all. You're worthy of it all. For from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory.
Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord and bless his name. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all peoples. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the people are idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Lord, O families of people. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth.
I watched till thrones were put in place, and the Ancient of Days was seated. His garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head was like pure wool. His throne was a fiery flame, its wheels a burning fire. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. 1,000 thousands ministered to him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The court was seated, and the books were opened. I watched then, because of the sound of the pompous words which the horn was speaking. I watched till the beast was slain and its body destroyed and given to burning flame. As for the rest of the beasts, they had their dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and time. I was watching in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man coming with clouds of heaven. He came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. Then to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom, the one which shall not be destroyed. Father, I thank you that you are the Ancient of Days. I thank you that through your word, you have many names. Lord, our language can't even adequately describe you, but through your word, you give us glimpses of who you are. You are the Lord of hosts. You are the Lord of peace. You are our provider, our shepherd, our healer. You are Elohim, mighty God. And Lord, we thank you for these names that give us a glimpse of who you are. It lets us come to you in faith, knowing that you are the God who sees, you are the God who hears, and who answers our prayers. I thank you that you created all things. And Father, as our world is in chaos, I thank you that you are the God of order. You are one who puts order and makes order out of chaos. When you created the earth, and all its fullness therein. It was formed out of chaos. Father, we stand in faith this morning and ask you to bring order into the chaos of this world. We thank you that your word is a light into our feet and a light into our path. That when we obey you, Lord, you are all those attributes to us. We praise you and we stand in awe of you this morning, of your majesty and your love for us. Lord, let us walk out away from these 21 days. As many of my sisters and brothers have said, let us continue this, giving you our first fruits in the morning. And throughout the day, let us be people that never cease praying to you, for you are worthy. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name.
Lord Jesus, we are thankful for these great and precious promises that you have lavished on us through your word. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last times. In this you greatly rejoice. But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and the church of the firstborn who are registered in heaven, to God, the judge of all, to the spirits of just men made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of a sprinkling that speaks better things than of Abel. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. Lord God, you have lavished us with your love. You have poured out upon us the grace that is for us unthinkable. You have provided for us now and forever. And God, you have promised us that we will be with you forever in the New Jerusalem. God, we praise you. We thank you for this indescribable love that you've poured out on us. That you've taken fallen man and brought him back to one day perfection. You've redeemed us. You've paid the price. You have forgiven us. You have adopted us. You have chosen us. God, we bless you. We praise you. Lord Jesus, we bow before you in abject worship and praise, and we thank you.
Oh, come. Let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. For the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the sheep of his hand.
Psalm 146. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord while I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Do not trust in princes or presidents, in mortal man in whom there is no salvation. His spirit departs, he returns to earth. In that very day, his thoughts perish. How blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who has made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, who keepeth faith forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord protects the strangers. He supports the fatherless and the widow, but he thwarts the way of the wicked. The Lord will reign forever. Your God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord. Thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. We just love you, and thank you for the victory we have in Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Give heed to the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for to you will I pray. My voice you shall hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct it to you, and I will look up. How lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts. Where can I meet with the living God himself and enjoy sweet communion and fellowship with him alone? My soul longs, yes, even faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Oh, send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your tabernacle. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy, and on the harp I will praise you, O God, my God. For even the sparrow has found a home and the swallow a nest for her young. Even your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. One thing I have desired of the Lord, and that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple, to be as a bird with unhindered access to your tabernacle and to build a nest so near to you. O Lord, blessed are those who dwell in your house. They will still be praising you. O Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle? Who may dwell in your holy hill? He who walks uprightly and works righteousness and speaks the truth in his heart. To have nothing hindering our communion with you, but to spend all our days adoring you, is the earnest desire of all our hearts. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. His heart is a highway that leads ever closer to you. The path of the just is like the shining sun that shines even brighter until the perfect day. Your people travel 3 times a year for the feasts, but every day for us is a feast day with you, as we open up your word and enter into your presence in prayer. No trial or difficulty will hinder our worship of you. Even as we pass through the valley of Baca, we make it a spring. The rain covers it with pools. You, O Lord, will open rivers in the desolate places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. You will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. We will neither hunger nor thirst, neither heat or sun will strike us. Lord, for you will have mercy on us and lead us. Even by the springs of water you will guide us. You will make each mountain a road and the highways will be elevated. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Our valley of weeping will become a spring of blessing as we progress in our pilgrimage of faith, O Lord. We'll go from strength to strength as each one appears before you in Zion. The righteous will hold to his way, and he who has clean hands will be stronger and stronger. Those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. O Lord, the further we advance in our pilgrimage journey with you, the stronger we become. For all that is spent growing in you, Lord, is abundantly multiplied. For from the fullness of your grace, we have all received one blessing after another. May it be in every church an utmost desire to gather together for the purpose of encountering you, O Lord, and fellowshipping in your presence. And may we be united in purpose to lead thirsty souls ever closer to heaven, that they may drink from the well of living water and be satisfied in you as we are. O, as the deer pants for the water brook, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? For I know that my Redeemer lives, and he shall stand at last on the earth. And after my skin is destroyed, this I know, that in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. Oh, how my heart yearns within me. Blessed Lord, let it be as our hearts long for, and you we desire, that we would always be near to your heart, walking in your ways and worshiping you with hearts filled with gratitude and praise. We love you, Lord Jesus. In your mighty name, we pray. God, my heart is steadfast. I will sing and give praise, even with my glory. Awaken, lute and harp. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, Lord, among the peoples and sing praises to you among the nations. And your mercy is great above the heavens. Lord, your truth reaches to the skies. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens, and your glory above all the earth. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. The Lord loves righteousness. The Lord watches over the stranger. He relieves the fatherless and widow. The Lord shall reign forever. Your God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God. For it is pleasant and praise is beautiful. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you stars of light. Praise him, you heaven of heavens and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He established them forever and ever and made a decree which shall not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth and heaven, and he has exalted the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, of the children of Israel. A people near to him. Oh, praise the Lord. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. He is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. He is in the midst of us, and we shall not be moved. Let us behold the works of the Lord and praise his wonderful name. I will love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. I love my God, but with no love of mine, for I have none to give. I love thee, Lord, but all the love is thine, for by thy life I live. I am as nothing, and rejoice to be emptied and lost and swallowed up in thee. Thou, Lord, alone art all thy children need, and there is none beside. From thee the streams of blessedness proceed, in thee the blessed abide. Fountain of life and all abounding grace, our source, our center, and our dwelling place. God, be merciful to us and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us, that your way may be known in all the earth, your salvation among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you shall judge the people righteously and govern the nations on the earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Then the earth shall yield her increase, and God our God, our own God, shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the lute and the harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and flutes. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We love you, Lord Jesus. You are worthy of our praise. We give you all the glory in your holy, majestic, and marvelous name. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. May you go out in the joy of the Lord today, declaring his praise, that others may see that you've been with the Lord today. Be blessed. I look forward to seeing you at noon this afternoon. Have a wonderful day in Jesus' name.